This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Thank goodness it's Friday. And it looks like a decent temperature weekend. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. Say hi to Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Happy Friday.
Eric, last night was the Baltimore-Kansas City game. And I wound up staying way too late.
No.
Watching that game.
Why?
It was just because it's NFL football.
You're ready for it?
It's so weird.
Actually, I blame JJ.
No.
Did you see the big video yesterday?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so.
What is it? No, I haven't seen it.
It's like a hype video from the Texans. And J.J. Watt's narrating it.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, but he's not back, right?
And at the end of it, there's a silhouette of a man standing in the tunnel. I'm pretty sure it's J.J.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Shut up, George. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. We'll find it reposted this morning. I'll see what we can do there. Also, speaking of football, yes. Don't you have a big football weekend?
I do, yeah. I'm going to the
College game day!
U of H OU game with some buddies. I've been excited to go watch football, and then today hit me when I was packing that I'm going to be in the car for 6 hours with these guys. Mm-hmm. I've not, like, we haven't been in an enclosed space like that for 6 hours ever.
Yeah.
What do you do with your friends for 6 hours?
Here's the other pro tip for you. You got to slow down when you say it, because you said U of H O U.
Okay.
U of H O U. It's just like, what university is U H O U?
No.
It is Houston in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's going to the first ever college football game.
Yeah.
So. Mo, you brought snacks for
him? I did. I didn't want him to show up to the tailgates empty-handed, so I brought him Houston Cougars red cupcakes.
Oh, look at
you. My friend is an OU. Well, my other friend is a U of H fan.
My husband went to University of Houston, so we are a Cougars family.
All right.
Okay. So, we can't wait till Monday. Let's see if Eric survives.
I don't want to bring that. I can't be like... I brought cupcakes.
What group of dudes has never been happy when you said I brought snacks?
Yeah, but usually it's a pretty lady bringing the cupcakes.
You mean to put a picture of me on it? Can you Photoshop a picture of me?
With you.
Hey, boys.
I brought cupcakes.
So. All right, let's find out what's trending in Texas this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Number three.
College game day was back last weekend, and ESPN took over College Station. And we know that Pat McAfee, one of the hosts, does that field goal challenge with the college kids.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that the kid that made the freaking field goal on Saturday was from here in Houston.
Whoa.
He's a freshman at A&M, and now he's $50,000. $50,000 richer because he nailed a field goal. He's a business major, a lifelong Aggie fan. He played soccer right here at Bel Air High School. So congratulations to Lucas. Everyone was cheering for you, and now we love you even more.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was $50,000 to buy a horse or whatever you'd like.
Number two.
If you weren't already pumped for the Houston Texans season opener, J.J. Watt has you covered. The Texans released their hype video on social media yesterday, and the text I got said, the hype? That's just chatter. It's not about the outside noise. It's about the noise we make on game day. Reply, hype, to watch a video with J.J. Watt. And I was like, hype? It's just him talking about their turnaround and anticipated season this year. So it's pretty cool. We'll have to get it posted. Texans are in Indianapolis on Sunday. Take on the Colts at noon.
All right. We'll get Sean Pendergast in here because yesterday and watching ESPN all day and all the pregame coverage, there's so many people, like experts on ESPN, that are picking the Texans to go to the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me?
I'm not even talking about it.
I know. It's like I don't even think about bringing it up, but I got to ask Sean how he feels about it.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Another day to grab the umbrella as you're leaving the house. We're seeing light showers this morning. A 40% chance for downpours this afternoon. Starting out in the upper 70s for this morning. This afternoon, upper 80s. But we're talking about the fallish front, right? That's what we all want to hear about. And what I'm seeing is humidity relief.
Oh.
Right? It feels good. We're predicting lows in the mid to upper 60s on Sunday and Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll take more of that.
Humidity relief.
Hype. That's what's trending here in Texas, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and talk a little good news right here in Houston. And I'm going to tell you about some baby girls that got to go home from the hospital. But before I get to the story, Mo, you have a 2-year-old at home.
Yes.
And an almost 4-year-old.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. Yes.
What would you think if you had twins? Eric, I mean, when you all were having your kid, you ever think about maybe what if you got twins?
Yes, it was a nightmare.
Terrifying. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Identical twins.
Ooh.
Or no, how about this? Identical triplets.
George.
Let me see you one better. No. How about identical quadruplets that just got to go home from Texas Children's Hospital? After 3 months, their dad and mom, Mercedes and Jonathan Sandu, got to take the rare identical quadruplets home from Texas Children's Hospital this month. And they have 2 older brothers. And I tell you what, this story has been going around. The babies are perfect and beautiful. They were born healthy at 29 weeks. But they had to stay for a while because they only weighed about 2.5 pounds each. But everything checked out. Mom and dad got to take them home. But good luck identifying 4 identical girls as they grow up.
So sweet.
It is amazing. That's the story this morning. So wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this growing family?
Amen.
That's the way we do it. We believe the more we celebrate good news, the more good news that we'll get to celebrate. If you have a story you think you'd like to share, 713-881-5500, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. That guy, Parker McCollum, has new music out today. Will he make it on the cut for Fresh Track Friday? That's what we'll find out just about 15 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, we need to get caller number 10 for Pasadena Rodeo. And caller number 10 is you.
Me?
You. What's your name?
Oh, it's so awesome.
What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle, where do you live?
I live in Katy, and I'm on my way to work in Spring Branch.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, all right. Where do you work? You want to give a shout-out? We always ask that. Some people say yes. Some people say forget work.
I would love to give a shout-out to all of the students and staff at Bunker Hill Elementary.
Aww. I just got goosebumps. Girl, you deserve these tickets.
Yes, you're a hero.
75th Annual Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Drew Baldridge is actually our headliner for Bull Bash, so you're going to need a substitute for that next day, sister, because we're also going to have tickets for you for the Randy Rogers Band that Saturday night. So it's just one big party, and we can't wait to have you there.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Congratulations, Danielle. That's the way it works. 6 o'clockers, you early risers, we love giving you a little something extra every morning right here with 100.3 The Bull. Texans take on the Colts to open the NFL season this weekend. You can hear it right here on 100.3 The Bull and on Sports Radio 610. That's why we bring in Sean Pendergast from the Payne and Pendergast Show. Sean, 3 things we need to be looking out for this weekend for the Texans.
I would say, okay, 3 things. They've got some new pieces on this team. Mm-hmm. So I think just look at the new pieces, man. I would say on defense, number 55, Danielle Hunter, Pro Bowl edge rusher. They're going to put him on the opposite side of Will Anderson. They're going to unleash hell off the edge.
Okay.
I mean, Indianapolis Colts. Yes. I would say number two, Joe Mixon, the running back that they got from Cincinnati. He's been a really good running back. The Texans' running game has not been great over the last few years. Joe Mixon is a big upgrade over what they've had back there, so they're going to really try to run the football. That's what they've always been trying to do. He's number 28. Keep an eye on him.
Okay.
And then the big thing, this is where the hell really gets unleashed.
What?
Stephon Diggs. Number one. We're going to get to watch this offense with it. No team in the league has wide receivers like the Houston Texans do now, with Tank Dell and with Nico Collins and with Stephon Diggs. And the Indianapolis Colts are weak in their secondary. That is the place you're going to attack them, even if you didn't have Stephon Diggs. This is going to be a whole lot of fun this year with C.J. Stroud pulling the trigger.
Oh, I heard yesterday on ESPN, a lot of the guys were saying their dark horse for the Super Bowl are the Texans. Should we be talking about that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't worry about angering the football gods. That's not all. What could go wrong? No, we should be.
What could go wrong? Have you seen the Texans the last several years?
Up close, Eric, yes. I do the pregame and postgame show. No, they should be talked about that way. They're an incredibly talented team with a really good young quarterback and one of the best coaches in the league. I think they're being forecasted right where they should be. A lot of them, dark horse Super Bowl is okay. It's not people saying they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay,
it's saying it's a possibility they could. They're about anywhere from like 5th to 8th or 9th on the odds board for the Super Bowl out of 32 teams. So they're in the upper quartile of teams in the league.
This town would lose its mind if we went to the Super Bowl.
I think this town would lose its mind if they even get to the AFC title game this year, because that's a big step in the right direction for sure.
In other football news, Sean Pendergast, our boy Eric over here is going to his first college game tomorrow.
I heard. Norman, Oklahoma.
Yep, we're going up to Oklahoma and we're watching them take on University of Houston, and I've never been to a college game
let me just
in
tell
my
you,
life.
I've been to OU several times. I have a lot of OU friends, so I've had a chance to go up there and really experience that atmosphere. This is like going on your first date ever and you're going with Sidney Sweeney. You are walking into an atmosphere of carnal delights of which we can't even imagine. It's going to be amazing. Now, the game, I don't think, and I hate to say this for my U of H friends, I don't think the game's going to be very close.
That's right.
U of H, it's a rebuilding year for U of H, and it's a get revenge on everybody year for OU. They've been a little down in the dumps by their standards the last few years. So I don't know how close the game is going to be, but I'm going to tell you right now, the atmosphere, the tailgating, it's going to be the pageantry, as they like to say, is going to be amazing. You're going to have a great time.
All right. I can't wait.
Sean Pendergast, Payne and Pendergast Show on Sports Radio 610. He also does the pre and post game show for the Texans. You'll hear it all this weekend, and you can catch every Texans game on 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up in 15 minutes, jury duty. Your opinions help us get the answer to the question of the day. You want to be on jury duty? Get ready. It's coming up with George, Mo, and Eric. Now, you need a little fun on a Friday? Well, we got a chance for you to be in on some fun. We got 10-minute tune coming up in just about 25 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, it's time for jury duty. We're just out here doing God's work. And today is kind of a special jury duty because yesterday we had an unusual question, Mo.
Yesterday's question on jury duty, is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them?
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of people, unanimous people, saying that it was. And it was our friend Eric, thief that he is.
Oh, come on.
That was the one who stole the grapes.
Listen, I ate 4 grapes while I was grocery shopping.
Right.
4 of them. And everybody was up in arms that I was some thief.
And then after the unanimous verdict, you felt a little pressure?
I did. I did feel bad. I didn't realize it was stealing.
Here's the thing. Not only was it unanimous, but caller Brittany said this.
It definitely is. Even if it's just a few, you're setting the precedent that you can eat as many as you want before you pay for them. You go pay for the grapes.
Hey, Brittany, do you really think I should go back and pay for the grapes?
I think you would feel much better and your conscience would be cleared.
Mm-hmm. Your conscience would be cleared.
Tell us about your conscience.
Okay, so today we're not actually doing a jury duty.
Because yes, we are.
We are?
You're still in front of the jury.
This is jury duty, the redemption is what this is.
Okay, so I am in front of the jury to proclaim that I did exactly what Brittany said.
Okay.
I went to the grocery store where I stole these four grapes.
Stop it.
And it was very uncomfortable.
We have the video. It's going to be up on our social, but here's what it sounded like.
Figure out how to pay for four stolen grapes. Wish me luck.
How's it going?
Okay, this is kind of a weird question, but I was in here the other day grocery shopping, and I ate four grapes that I didn't pay for, and a bunch of people told me that that was actually stealing, and I want to make it right and pay you for those four grapes. So how would I do that?
I don't know. Let me call my manager real fast.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to call a manager, Mo. She's going to call a manager.
Hey, James. I've got a guy here who said he stole a bunch of grapes.
No. I don't want to.
He wants to buy some new ones.
No, I don't want to buy a bunch of new grapes. I didn't steal like a bunch of. I just ate four grapes. So if I could just pay you for four grapes, could I? I mean, I can go get four grapes if that helps, and we can weigh them, and then I can pay you for them.
He says he just wants to buy four grapes.
Poor guy.
I don't know. I guess he feels bad.
Stop it.
He says you can just give us a quarter or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Now, another weird question. Can I charge it to my card? I don't have cash. Yes. I'm really sorry.
He's like, how do I bring up a quarter? I don't know.
And the charge for using the credit card is going to be way more than a quarter. So,
Eric.
Poor guy.
So here it is. Jury duty this morning.
Oh, no.
Do you think that Eric has redeemed himself?
That's the question.
That's the question before our jurors this morning here on the Bull. Cindy is in Baytown. Cindy, yes or no?
Yes. Oh, my God. I am dying here just listening to it.
I'm
absolutely, Eric.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. My sins are resolved.
All right. Whitney is on the phone in Cyprus. Whitney, the question before you is...
Do you think Eric has redeemed himself, Whitney? Yes or no?
100%. I'm pretty sure he's not going to do it ever again.
You're right. He's a changed man.
No.
You're right.
No. All right, let's get a guy in here. Greg in Houston. Mm-hmm. Greg, do you think that Eric has redeemed himself on this jury duty, the redemption?
No way.
No!
Greg!
You have not learned your lesson. You went and overpaid. You overpaid for four grapes. And you think it's okay to continuously steal. No. The bottom line is, do not do that again.
I won't do it again, Your Honor.
You overpaid for four grapes.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that absolves you from their crime.
All right. Hey, Greg. So listen, we've got this actually up on our social media, The Bull Houston right now on Instagram. There's a poll where people can vote, did I absolve myself? So anybody can actually go be part of today's jury.
Okay, all right. So, Mo,
Greg,
but
the hammer.
On the jury?
do you think Eric has redeemed himself? Yes, no, is the answer.
He did.
And the hidden camera video.
Stop.
It's hilarious,
that's
by the way.
Mortifying.
It's
mortifying.
It's really horrible.
That's jury duty, the redemption. Here on the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. As you wake up this morning, let's get you caught up. Here are the top three things that are trending now in Texas.
Number three.
The Houston Zoo recently welcomed one of the world's rarest big cats to its family. Lisa is a 13-year-old leopard known for her confident, curious, and sassy personality.
Number two.
A freshman at Texas A&M was picked out of a lottery to take part in the ESPN's College Game Day pre-show several days ago. Pat McAfee offered up $50,000 cash if someone in the crowd could make a field goal. The Houston native named Lucas nailed the challenge and is now $50,000 rich.
And the top story trending in Texas.
If you weren't already pumped for the Houston Texans season opener, former Texans legend J.J. Watt has you covered. The Texans released their hype video on social media Thursday, and it's featured right now on our Instagram account, @TheBullHouston. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got invited to a perfect pair party. If somebody invited you to a perfect pair party, what would you think it is? Details coming up in 20 minutes. I got to talk about this perfect pair party.
Ew, I don't like them, George. Whoever it is.
It's coming up in 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric can create today with a 10-minute tune. He takes a call from you, a suggestion, whatever, and he will turn it into a song if he likes it. So you give us your suggestions, and we'll pick out a good one here this morning on the Morning Bullpen.
Mike's on the phone in Missouri City. Hey, Mike. What do you think Eric should sing about?
Every morning I have to take the children to school. I know they have to learn, but I have to fight traffic and make sure they get to school on time, and I have to make their breakfast and their lunches.
Okay.
That's not fair.
That's not fair?
No.
What's that mean?
Why is that not fair?
Right now, my wife's at home sleeping.
So these are your kids. The dad has to take the kids, and you don't think it's fair that she gets to sleep in. Okay.
What should you be doing, Mike, right now?
Sleeping.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you very kindly, Mike, to step away very slowly from the phone. Because every mother listening who made their kids lunch this morning and is in the car rider line and does it all the time.
Before going to work.
Yeah. They are going to murder you.
Yeah.
This is, Mike, we're doing this for your own protection. I'm just telling you now.
Enter witness protection now.
let's go to Alicia in Richmond.
I cannot.
Alicia, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Good morning. I want Eric to sing about the kids' new slang. I have 5 boys at home, and they come home and they start saying Skibbity Ohio, Alpha Chad. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
You need a cheat sheet to keep up with this stuff, don't you?
Yes. They're like, we have all the Riz, Mom. I'm like, what are y'all even saying nowadays?
Right. And you want to make sure they're not saying naughty things, but you feel bad Googling everything.
Oh, yeah, I know. Of course. I'm just like, what are y'all doing?
You know what? Here's the thing, Alicia, that I've learned with my boys is if I start using the words back to them, it makes them horrified and they don't use them anymore.
That works on me, too, when George starts using them.
And I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Your kids, it doesn't work. Well, but there are some things, you know what I mean? It's some things that, we shouldn't say. But anyway, all right. I love this, Alicia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Let's get one more. Let's go to Hannah in Cyprus. Hannah, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
I think you should sing about how when you buy a lottery ticket, you automatically just start thinking of all the things you're going to buy with your winnings.
We all do that.
Yeah. What would you buy?
I've already won.
I mean, I've got the practical things, like I pay off my house, my car, the bills, all that stuff.
Boring.
But like my unhinged thought, if I win the lottery, I want to buy the Astrodome and I want to turn it into a water park. But the pool would be a giant pool.
How do we rig this for you, Hannah?
Yes!
Like, I want this for you.
Oh, Hannah.
Send me all the good vibes. I'll keep buying lotto tickets.
Keep buying those lotto tickets.
Hannah,
I've
got
Jason
on my side now.
Great suggestion.
Yes, I do.
All right, Eric, it's going to be tough today.
Wow.
We have Mike by Mike. So you can do kid slang.
Yes,
or kid slang. Or you can do Hannah buying the Astrodome.
Oh, this is great, but I don't want to jinx it for Hannah. Hannah, you know your name is a palindrome, right? It's the same backwards and forwards?
Yes. Back when I learned that in the 3rd grade,
all extra my friends
lucky. Bringing that up, Eric.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. Think about it, Hannah. Okay. Hannah. Yeah, okay. Anyway, thank you, Hannah. That's a great suggestion, but I think we have to go with kid slang. We get this one a lot, and we have not done it. Okay. So let's do kid slang.
All right. So this has been on your radar before. All right, kid slang. What's Eric going to create? We'll find out coming up next on the Morning Bullpen. All right, it's time to find out what Eric has created on our 10-minute tune today. And it came off a great suggestion.
From Alicia in Richmond.
Good morning. I want Eric to sing about the kids' new slang.
You have to keep up with it, Mo. Just wait. Sailor's only three?
She is, and the word she says already.
Does she have slang already?
I just think it might just be her trying too hard.
Oh, is that what it is?
Gibberish.
Gibberish.
But it feels like slang. Hi.
Hello. Tell me skibbity's not gibberish.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah. Eric is back in the studio.
Here I am. So my daughter, the one she's saying, walked in as you talked about with Sailor saying, she's saying bruh. Everybody's bruh.
Stop. Is bruh. Your wife offended?
Oh, she hates it so much. But I feel so old right now because I had to look up the top slang of 2024.
Well done, old
I had
man.
To
well
Google
done.
It. But I feel so educated. Okay. So let me educate you in the style of Wrecking Ball.
All right. It's today's 10-minute tune on the bowl.
What's Riz or Cap or Bet or Snatched? It's like you're all from outer space. Gap, Simp, Sigma, Skibbity, Suspra. If I'm bussin', is that a good thing? I can't translate teenagers these days. What happened to Cool Beans? Rizzler, you slay. What the heck did you say? I don't know what any of it means. I can't understand you at all. I feel so out of touch and old. Your words are so nonsensical. I don't comprehend your slang. I know I'm sounding jukey now. I know I'm Ohio, no doubt. I don't wanna be so cringe, but how do I comprehend your slang?
Wow.
Eric, well done. That may be the new parent anthem of the year.
Because the kids know those words, but they don't know that song that you're singing it to. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, come on.
Is that ironic? I think maybe.
I think that's the irony of it all. All right, if you love that one, get it off the podcast. It's easy to do. Just get the Audacy app, AUDACY. And when you search for the Morning Bullpen podcast, if you like on that, then you'll get a notification every time we have a classic like that one pop up on the 10-minute tune. All right, the 810 Amen is coming up, and I have a feeling we're going to need it because of the discussion we're getting ready to have. If somebody came up to you and said, my, what a perfect pair.
What?
Yes. What would you think if somebody said, that's a perfect pair?
Well, George.
Would you like to go to a party, a perfect pair party?
I would think of beautiful fruit. Are you eating a beautiful fruit?
Okay, all right. I'll get to what I'm doing and what the perfect pair party is in just a second. I'll explain. You'll want to hear this. But Mo, before I get to my party, what are you doing this weekend?
I think we might go to Texas Roadhouse. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives comes out on Hulu tonight, so we've been looking forward to that.
Wait, what is it called?
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It's the Mormon, the TikTok girls that were like swinging. TV show comes out.
You know how Eric was doing slang earlier and I knew none of those? This is the same thing. It could be the skibbity.
Big weekend, George.
You could say skibbity wives.
Big weekend.
It would have been the same thing to me. Eric, we know you're headed to Oklahoma.
Yes. And by the way, people can go watch us on KHOU 11 yesterday because Mo dressed like she worked at Texas Roadhouse. That's how much she loves
Texas Roadhouse.
I'm going to see Oklahoma take on University of Houston, and I'm going with one OU fan and one U of H fan, and I think I might die because they both need to let loose a little bit.
I'm so excited for you. I made you cupcakes to take to the tailgate.
I can't do that.
They're University of Houston Cougs cupcakes.
My mom made us cupcakes.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Dudes love snacks.
Here's the thing. I'm with Mo. There is not a man alive that would go, no, I don't want a cupcake.
You're right.
I mean, come on.
Made cupcake.
Tell us about this perfect pair, George.
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody came up and said, my, what a perfect pair.
Yes. It happens to me all the time.
And we're going to have a party for this perfect pair. Would you like to come?
Yes.
I would like, well, sure, I would like to come. That's what they're calling.
You would like to be there, George.
I would like to be there. Yes. I would like to be there.
You'd like to attend.
So that's what they're calling Matt and Liza's couple shower.
Oh, the wedding shower this weekend.
Your son, how old is your son?
He's 23.
And he's getting married.
He's getting married.
And they're having some, I don't understand. It's a
perfect pair party.
It's a theme. So they're spelling pair, probably P-E-A-R, and it's making it like a vineyard themed. It's cute.
And again, we're not throwing the party, so I'm just.
Well, it's a bridal shower then.
It's a bridal shower.
But why, then why is he going?
Well, because it's
Why
a couple.
Are you going?
It's a couple shower.
No, there's no such thing as a couple shower.
You did not have a couple shower when you got married?
No, we had a bridal shower.
Eric.
My wife and all her friends, they wore little crowns and had fun. And she was
bachelor part. Yeah, that's a bachelorette party.
She wore the crown because she was the bride. And she wore like a bride sash.
It's a couple's party.
There's different ones.
Yeah. No, there's not a couple's.
This is a couple shower.
Doesn't exist.
It is a thing.
It's a bridal shower.
It is a thing.
It's not. This has never happened before in the history of the world. Son's a weirdo to be a part of one of these things.
I've been married longer than you've been alive, and we had a couple showers.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yes. No. It's an excuse to like just throw a party with all your friends.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Isn't that the night before the wedding? Don't you do that
when
your dad gets drunk and talks? And
different.
No, that's rehearsal dinner.
Different. Yes, exactly. So what's the difference?
You bring gifts.
Yeah.
It's a gift-giving kind of thing, but they're the perfect pair.
The perfect pair is kind of funny.
I thought it was kind of funny.
So. You're gonna. What'd you get them? What are you bringing the perfect pair there, George?
See, if I tell you, you're gonna make fun of me.
George has no idea because his wife did it.
No, exactly. He didn't get anything. He's like, I'm paying too much for this wedding as it is. No, they want extra presents.
That's the great thing about having boys.
Right? You win.
We're just the groom side, right? I got Matt and Liza.
Yeah.
A chair for their living room. Is that the most boring present ever?
I mean, wedding shower presents are boring, so they're practical.
They wanted a chair. All they have is a couch.
Right. They wanted another frat house. Yes.
And so that's what Deanna and I.
But you bought it new, right, George?
Oh, it is new. I didn't get it at the Goodwill. Like
George
I
wow. all of his furniture.
That's a step up.
Yeah.
George, you and I are living very different lives.
Happy weekend,
everybody. I might not survive this weekend.
Eric's off partying with the boys, and I'm going to the perfect pair party.
And bringing a chair.
Wait till you find out how it goes on Monday.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Crosby. James is in Crosby. He wants to take $100 out of Mo's purse, and here's how you get the money, James.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, James?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started.
Mo, would you please kindly step aside?
Step aside, Mo. Step aside. All right. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. This Yes Man, who was living on love in 1999, is also known for his famous Chattahoochee. Who is he?
Alan Jackson.
Question number two. Luke Bryan concert messed up the Atlanta Braves field after it rained during the show. But according to Luke, rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Can you give me the full name of that song I just quoted?
Rain is a good thing.
Question number three. Something about a truck drove this artist to fame in 2012. Who was behind the wheel? Was it A, Dierks Bentley, B, Kip Moore, or C, Eric Church?
It's going to be Kip Moore.
Question number four, new social media trend, trying to distill an entire country song into one sentence like, eating good in the neighborhood is swanky. What's that song?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. This had to have been back in the 60s or 70s. I don't know, but the name of that song is... I don't know.
Question number five. Randy Houser hit the top of the charts in 2013 when he asked how blank feels. What did he want to know what it feels like?
How country feels.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against this morning. Good job, James.
He did a heck of a job, Mo. He got 4 out of 5.
Why, James? Why?
All right, Mo, let's find out how you do.
Got it.
Question number one. This yes man who was living on love in 1999 is also known for his famous Chattahoochee.
Oh, Chattahoochee is Alan Jackson.
It is Chattahoochee. Yes. I just wanted to say Chattahoochee. It is Alan Jackson, yeah.
All right, you're tied at one.
Question number two. Luke Bryan concert messed up the Atlanta Braves field after it rained during the show. But according to Luke, rain makes corn makes whiskey. But can you give me the full name of the song I just quoted?
I don't know. It's rain is a good thing.
Oh, don't give it away, James.
Is it rain is a good thing?
No, rain is a good thing.
I was thinking it might be like good thing. Or, okay.
James, that was all you. James,
that was all you.
All right, because of James' little hint there, it's tied 2-2.
Woo,
all right, question number three. Mm-hmm. Something about a truck drove this artist to fame in 2012. Who was behind the wheel? Was it A, Dierks Bentley, B, Kip Moore, or C, Eric Church?
It's Kip Moore.
That is correct.
Something about a truck. I love that song.
3-3.
All right, question. Let's go to question number five. Then we'll come back to question number four.
Question
number five. Mm-hmm. Randy Houser hit the top of the charts in 2013 when he asked how blank feels.
Oh, how country feels.
That is correct.
Yes, love that song.
4-4. So the only one left is the one that he asked on.
Okay.
Listen closely.
Okay, I'm going to try.
New social media trend. Trying to distill an entire country song into one sentence. The song that we're talking about today, Eating Good in the Neighborhood, is swanky. Name the song.
Eating Good in the Neighborhood is Applebee's, right? So would it be that Walker Hayes song?
It is Fancy Love!
Yeah, that's a good question there, though.
See,
that
James, you just have to close your eyes when George talks and really focus. That's what I do.
I thought I had you this time.
You didn't, though. She got all five, and she kept her money. I'm sorry, James.
James, thanks for the hint, friend.
I applaud you. Good job, Mo.
All right, James, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
I'm James. I'm from Crosby, and Mo knows that country.
She does. We'll give you a chance to play Mo Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next Mo Knows Country here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.